For those who would like to learn Tagalog Filipino on their own and are having a hard time doing it because of the cluttered information online, you may visit patreon.com/learntagalogfilipino and become a member. You may choose to subscribe to get all the links to all the lessons and podcast episodes that has been published. The links will give you a systematic way of learning Tagalog Filipino on your own pace, and you may ask unlimited questions to guide you in learning the Filipino language. Filipino pronunciation. Filipino pronunciation is influenced by different factors such as sounds in the language, stress patterns, regular or regional differences, social factors, and even how words are spelled. Here's what you need to know. Consonants. Filipino has fewer consonant sounds. Most consonant sounds are similar to English, but there are unique sounds like nang, as in sing, or ng, which is the last two letters of the word sing, and a sound made at the throat, or they call it a glottal stop. Vowels. Filipino has a simple vowel system with five sounds: a, e, I, o, u. Each vowel has one consistent sound. Stress. Words in Filipino are typically stressed on the second to the last syllable. For example, in kumusta or how are you, the stress falls on the second syllable. Kumusta. Regional differences. Pronunciation can vary widely across different parts of the Philippines. People from different regions might pronounce words differently. Pronunciation can vary significantly across different regions of the Philippines. Certain consonants or vowels may be pronounced differently depending on the region, as I've mentioned earlier. For instance, speakers from the Visayas region may have distinct pronunciation compared to those from Luzon. Social factors. Things like educational level and exposure to languages like English can affect pronunciation. Generally, urban and educated speakers tend to have a standard pronunciation. Social factors such as educational level, socioeconomic status, and exposure to English or other languages can influence pronunciation. Urban areas and educated speakers tend to have pronunciation closer to the standard Filipino taught in schools. Mixing languages. Filipinos often switch between Filipino and English, which can affect pronunciation, especially for English loan words. Code switching. Filipinos frequently code switch between Filipino and English, or sometimes even other dialects within the Philippines, leading to variations in pronunciation. English loanwords are often pronounced with English words, just like the English words, while native Filipino words follow Filipino pronunciation. Spelling influence. Filipino words are usually spelled the way they sound, making it easier for us learners to pronounce them correctly. Understanding how Filipinos pronounce words involves considering these factors. While there are rules or general rules, individual differences are common, making Filipino or Tagalog pronunciation interesting and varied. Here are some examples. Ah or a in ako, which is I or me in English. Ako, used by a speaker to refer to himself or herself. E or I in edad or age in English. Edad, the length of time that a person has lived or a thing has existed. Beso, I in beso or kiss. Beso, a touch or caress with the lips in token of love, sexual desire, reverence, or greeting. I or I, I in isda or fish in English. Isda, a limbless, cold-blooded vertebrae with gills and fins, living wholly in water. I or I in lipa, which is a proper noun. This is a first-class city in the province of Batangas. O in oso or bear in English. Oso is a large, heavy mammal with thick or fur and a very short tail. O in opo or po. It's a polite particle used to show respect. Opo is used to express respect when addressing someone older or of higher status. O in ulan or rain in English. Ulan, moisture condensed from the atmosphere that fails visibly in several drops. O in tulog, sleep in English. Tulog, a condition of the body and mind that typically recurs for several hours every night, which is technically sleep. Uf in buro, this is a type of fermented rice dish, a traditional Filipino dish made from cooked glutinous rice that has been fermented. I or ya, bien bienan, or mother-in-law in English. Bienan, the mother of one's spouse. Bienan. Some say it bienan or bienan. Next is A in abanico or A in abanico. This is a handheld fan typically made of bamboo and cloth. Elepante. I or E in elepante. An elephant, a large mammal with long trunk and trunk. Because you know that already. Itlog or egg in English. Oval reproductive body laid by a female bird, reptile, fish, or invertebrate. Itlog. O in ulap, which is cloud in English. Ulap, a visible mass of condensed water vapor floating in the atmosphere. Ulo or head in English. The upper part of the body, of the human body, or the front or upper part of the body of an animal. Ingay or noise in English. Ingay, a sound, especially one that is loud or unpleasant or that causes disturbance. That's ingay. Ugoy or sway in English. Ugoy is to move smoothly and rhythmically and to and fro from side to side. That's ugoy. escuela or school in English. Escuela is an institution for educating children. Azul or sometimes bugao, but in this example it's azul or blue in English. Azul having a color like that of a clear unclouded sky. Itim or black in English. Itim is the darkest color owing to the absence of complete absorption of light. Umilaw or glowing in English. Umilaw is shining with a steady light. Ugat or root. Ugat, the part of a plant that attaches itself to the ground or to a support, typically underground, conveying water and nourishment to the rest of the plant. Aso or dog in English. Aso is a domesticated carnivorous mammal that typically has a long snout, an acute sense of smell, and it's usually barking, howling, or whining. Next one is upuan or chair. A separate seat for one person, typically with a back and four legs. Itaas or upper. Itaas is situated above. Umaga or morning. Umaga, the period between midnight and noon, especially from sunrise to noon. Asukal or sugar in English. Asukal, a sweet crystalline substance obtained from various plants, especially sugar cane or sugar beet. Umiyak, cry. Umiyak, shed tears, typically as an expression of distress, pain, or sorrow. Unan, or pillow in English. Unan, a rectangular cloth stuffed with feathers, foam, rubber, or other soft materials used to support the head when lying down. Itik, a duck, a water bird with short legs, webbed feet, and waddling gait. Uban or gray hair in English. Uban is hair that has lost its natural color and it's gray or white sometimes. That's uban. Ahas or snake in English. A long limbless reptile. Bih or bah. Babae or woman in English. A female human being. Babae. Si or ka, sometimes it's pronounced as ka, sometimes cha. But in this example, we have si, ka, casa, for si for casa, or house, a building for human habitation, especially one that is lived in by a family or small group of people. Ch, ch. In this example, we use chismis or gossip in English. Chismis, idle talk or rumors, especially about the personal or private affairs of others. Da or di. Da. Example here is dilaw or yellow in English. Dilaw, having the color like that of gold or the sun. Dr, which is used in certain words like driver. We have driver in English, but in Filipino, we say driver. So D as DR. We have driver. Driver. A person who drives a vehicle, of course. F for fiesta or feast. Fiesta, a religious festival or celebration, especially a religious holiday. Ga, in gabi, or night in English. Gabi, the period between sunset and sunrise. especially the hours of darkness. Ha, in hapon, which is afternoon in English. Hapon, the time from noon or lunchtime to evening. Ja. In this example, we have jeprox, cool or hip in English. Jeprox, a term used to describe someone who is cool or hip. Ka, in kape or coffee. Kape, a hot drink made from the roasted and ground seeds, coffee beans of a KR, which is pronounced as K. In this example, we have cruz, in English, cross. Cruz, a structure consisting of an upright transverse beam, used as a Christian symbol. La, example here is lupa, or earth, or soil. Lupa, the top layer of the land surface of the earth, where plants grew. Double L, LL. In this example, we have talier, which is probably not a very good example, but let's use it anyway. Talier, garage in English. This should be spelled as T-A-L-Y-E-R if you want to spell it purely in Tagalog, but looks like this example that I got was T-A-L-L-E-R. In English, that would be read as taller. Let's just use another example. Villa, I guess that's a better example. That's V-I-L-L-A, so that's double L. Villa. Villa, I think, is like a group of houses. Just like casa, which is a house. Sounds like it's Spanish. All right, and next one is M, or ma, for mahal. Expensive, or love in English. So mahal can be used as expensive. The word mahal can be used as expensive or love. Mahal is also the term for love, or sometimes pag-ibig, or expensive, mahal. Mahal, costing a lot of money, or mahal, love, a strong feeling of affection. Na, example here is nanay, which is mother in English. Nanay, one's female parent. Nang, example here is ingat, as I-N-G-A-T, or take care in English. Ingat, used to express good wishes to someone leaving a place. Ingat. Pa, example here is puso, or heart in English. Puso, a hollow muscular organ that pumps the blood through the circulatory system. Right, that's puso. K, example here is cuatro, or four. Cuatro, four, or cuatro equivalent to the number four. Ra. Example here is araw, the R and araw, day, a period of 24 hours as a unit of time. Reckon from midnight to the next, corresponding to a rotation of the earth on its axis. That's so technical. So araw is just simply day. This RR is not often used. Let's skip that one. We don't really use that. But LL, or in the word Villa, that's used, especially for surnames like Villanueva, Villa Vicencio. So let's move on to S, or sa, sapatos, which is shoes in English. Sapatos, a covering of the foot, typically made of leather. So let's move on. Ta, or T, for tubig, water in English. K, colorless, transparent, odorless liquid that forms the seas, lakes, rivers, and rain, and is the basis of fluids of living organisms. Tubig. That's tubig or water. Chismis. This is T-S. Chismis. So spelling is T-S-I-S-M-I-S. Chismis. This is gossip or gossip in English. Chismis. Idle talk or rumors, especially about the personal or private affairs of others. We have V. Example here is Vinta, traditional Filipino sailboat. Vinta, a traditional boat used in the southern part of the Philippines, particularly in the regions of Mindanao, the Sulu Archipelago, and Palawan. W or Wa. Example here is Wala or None. Wala, none, not any. X. Xerox or Xerex. To reproduce, written or type matter, a process of xerography. Alright. So X, Xerox. I guess that's the same. In English, I heard Americans or English-speaking folks say Xerox. Over here, we say it as Xerox. Y or Ya. Example here is Yaman or wealth. Yaman, an abundance of valuable possession or money. Z or Za. This is just usually, we just usually use S or Sa. But in this example here is Z or Z or Z. Z in English. Some Filipinos would say Z when they're young. And then when they're correct, then they don't say that anymore. But some folks you might encounter Z. They mean to say Z. Americans would say Z. And in Australia, I guess they say it as Z or something like that. But Z, some Filipinos say it as Z. Example here is sapatos. But typically this is letter S. We don't usually use the letter Z. They're just rare words that use Z. Banig. A traditional woven mat used as a sleeping mat or for various purposes. Banig. Kutsara. K in kutsara or ka. Kutsara is spoon. Halaman. H or ha in halaman or plant in English. A living organism of the kind exemplified by trees, shrubs, herbs, grasses, ferns and mosses. Halaman. That's a long explanation for halaman. Pinto or door. Pinto, a hinge, sliding, or revolving barrier of the house. Alright. Let's move on to tinapay or bread in English. So tinapay, food made out of flour, water, yeast, or other leavening agent mixed together and baked tinapay. Bakod or fence. Bakod, a barrier, railing, or other upright structure, typically of wood or wire, enclosing an area of ground to mark a boundary. That's a very complex explanation for bakod or fence. Cuchillo. This is simply a knife. Cuchillo. An instrument composed of a blade fixed into a handle. Plancha. Or iron. This is the one you use for ironing your clothes. Plancha. A heavy implement with a flat bottom. Riddled surface. Typically of iron steel, used for smoothing out clothes and fabric. There you go. Susi or key. Susi, a small piece of shaped metal with incisions cut to fit the wards of a particular lock. Okay, so that's susi. Pangalan or name. Pangalan, a word or set of words by which a person, animal, place, or thing is known. Pangalan, that's name. in English. Candila. Candle. Candila. A cylinder or block of wax or tallow with a central wick that is lit to produce light as it burns. So that's simply candle, candila. Tunog or sound. So tunog are vibrations or vibration that travel through the air or another medium and can be heard. It's tunog. So if you like this episode and would like to learn more about Tagalog or Filipino, you may subscribe to us on patreon.com/learntagalogfilipino. And there I will give you all the transcripts. All the transcripts are there. And thanks to our subscribers, especially to Trey, Jack, Leia, and Ellie.